I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best bits of the week with Morgan.
Part one.
Behind the scenes with a member of the show.
What is up, y'all? It's happy weekend. We are so close to Christmas, and we are here with the best bits, some new imaging. We're going out of 2023 strong because I got Scuba Steve on this weekend.
Yeah, you're welcome for the imaging,
yeah,
which
thank
is production
you.
For anyone else. And then anyone else who can see this now in post or later in the real world, you'll notice the time on there. Our goal when we started was 45 minutes, so we'll see at the end if we got that.
I believe in us. Okay, we're going to dive in.
I believe in you.
I believe in you I believe in myself more than you.
Okay, cool. Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. The best bits this week, Lunchbox went Christmas caroling in an airport bathroom. I shared some text exchanges that went down on a dating app. Bobby shared his top five songs of 2023. We did a draft of the best Christmas songs. Bobby shared his thoughts on the whole Luke Combs Tumblr situation. We had our listener Christmas giveaway where we gave a freaking car
for the
away.
First time in Bible and show
amazing.
History.
Amazing. Shout out Hyundai. And then we had our Christmas gift exchange, which is always the like number one show of every year. You guys love that. And it was wild.
Oh, it was wild for many different reasons.
Literally wild.
Yeah, yeah.
For different reasons. Yeah. Not even just like saying wild.
It's wild.
Wow. So, two things I want to revisit from the show this week.
Okay.
Let's talk about that show, Christmas, a little bit. How you feeling? What are your thoughts, feelings, emotions?
My first thought was when we talked on Thursday's show and Lunchbox was like, snake. Oh. I was like, that son of a gun. I was like, shut up. I was so mad when he wanted to talk about the whole snake thing, because then for me, I felt like it killed it a little bit when we got to Friday.
Oh, yeah, but nothing was going to kill the fear that that man had.
No, he still had the fear. There's a massive boa, thanks to the Nashville Zoo for making that happen. But good Lord.
I want to know how he figured it out.
I don't know. He's a pretty smart guy. I mean, and he knows that, and I made the comment that he's kind of crapped on a lot of people's Christmases over the years.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. Even before I was even here, I heard that he was always kind of like a sourpuss, or he would give terrible gifts or whatever.
Yeah, it's his thing.
So I felt like it was the year to get him back for everyone else. I still got him a couple other things, but
what were the other things you got him? Because he never said.
Oh, he didn't ever say. Yeah, I got him a bunch of scratchers.
Okay.
I got him 17 scratchers. So
17 a lucky number. I got it. Yeah, I was like, is that like a lucky number?
And they were lucky sevens, so it was a lot of S's. And then I got him a coupon for a steak dinner with me and the wife's at Bourbon Steakhouse. So I got him a nice, that's like a $500, $600 gift right there.
I was going to say, that is.
Yeah.
But like, so the coupon, when you say coupon, you're more saying, hey, this is for you to use whenever we will go to dinner with us and our wives.
Well, not whenever. I put an expiration date of it as March 31st, 2024.
Good.
So he has to use it within the first quarter of the year.
Okay.
Otherwise, it'll never happen.
Yeah, that's an expensive gift. So you crapped on him, but also you gave him like a really expensive gift.
Yeah, so I don't think it really sat in because he was still traumatized from that like 9-foot boa constrictor.
So funny.
Like it was awesome.
It's so funny watching irrational fears happen.
Yeah.
because I pet him. He was soft and sweet nice. And nice little snake. And Lunchbox is sitting there like, this thing is going to murder me, kill me in multiple ways, and then bring me back from the dead and then kill me again. It's like how his eyes were telling the story.
He was so fearful, and I don't even understand why. I made sure it wasn't venomous, or if it did happen to bite, that, you know, I made sure we were gonna be safe, obviously.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, make sure you bring in that copperhead. It wasn't one of those kind of things.
No,
it was
but
like,
that would have been also awesome.
It would have been pretty cool. Yeah, it'd been really freaking awesome. But he came in like this huge massive tub. Like, it was the coolest thing ever. And I used to have a ball python back in the day. And so it was pretty cool to see one again in person. But I was like, man, if you do happen to see a snake, don't freak out, because you will then piss it off and freak it out. So just try to stay calm. But he clearly did not.
Oh, no. He literally, like, his whole body was, like, paralyzed. You know when you're, like, in the fight or freeze?
Yeah.
Whatever that situation is. Literally, he went into, like, a... like, his whole body just wouldn't move.
And he almost tripped over the Christmas lights, which would have been hilarious if he did.
I have a picture of him literally in motion running.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So I think he did fun. Great. I think you did great, Scuba.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, so I feel like that was a win for everyone who got crapped on over the years by him. And then I did give him some nice gifts. If anyone's wondering, we didn't really talk about it too much because we're so focused on the snake. I wasn't a jerk. I did give him something nice.
Mm-hmm. And then we had a sexy Santa in studio. Oh, yeah. That also happened. How do you feel about the gift that I gave you?
That was
like
really
it?
Cool. That was really, really awesome.
Okay.
I love shoes and I love Disney. Shout out for anyone listening from the Q&A over to this one. Stephanie. Disney came up again just right now. It was so cool. It was the villains. I love the bad people, the bad guys.
As soon as I saw the villains, I was like, these are Scubas.
That's right. And I love the Vans collabs because I've been collecting them and wearing them since they started doing it with Disney. I think it was like 2010 they started doing it.
Okay, really? Wait, so you already have this pair?
Not this pair.
Okay.
So they've done a lot of different collabs over the last 15 years. And I think it started with Disney a long time ago, like traditional Disney. I have like Winnie the Pooh shoes. And then they did Toy Story, and so I have Sid, who's the bad kid who like takes the toys and whatever. I have the Sid shoes, and then they did Harry Potter, and then they went and did Marvel. They've done a lot of awesome collabs over the years, and these ones I never saw. I didn't know these existed.
Oh, that's amazing.
So when
amazing.
I saw it,
okay.
And then it was the 100-year anniversary, so I was like, oh my God, it's so cool. Like, this is awesome. Like, the box is so cool. I wish I could wear the box. The box is awesome.
The box is awesome.
Yeah, it was rad. And then the sweatshirt and then the space gummies, it was just perfect.
Okay, good.
It was awesome.
I was like, I had to find like Scuba's three favorite things was my goal. And I was like, honestly, S is perfect because he loves all three of these things.
Exactly. Yeah, you could just gift it me too because I love myself so much.
Yeah, literally just pick you up and say, this
Steven,
is your gift.
Yeah.
That would have been a Lunchbox move.
It would have been his, yeah.
It would have.
Yeah,
okay,
it would have been.
Okay, well,
for sure.
I'm glad you're happy. I was very happy with my stacks of cash in sacks.
Sacks, yes.
That was awesome.
So freaking cool.
They just kept coming.
Yeah. It would have been so funny, too, if it had timed out perfectly where the stripper was next. Because we had all those ones to throw around. It would have been kind of fun.
You should have seen me. So I had the dumb idea to go take it to the ATM later.
Oh, you did?
Because
you took it to the ATM? All those ones? There was a lot of ones.
Yeah, there was $500 in ones.
You didn't take it to like a human to do this? You just took an ATM?
I didn't really think this through.
Did you record yourself doing it?
No, because I got so frustrated.
Yeah.
Because they only take like $80.
At a time, yeah. It's a certain amount you can take.
I sat there for like 20 minutes and I was so deep in already. I was like, I can't go back.
Yeah.
I'm just here already.
And I'm nervous that it would mess up and not count it properly.
It did.
Yeah.
Like I said, dumb mistake.
Yeah.
But I don't like having that much cash just floating around at my house.
Yeah,
it makes me very unwary. Is that weird? So I was like, okay, I have to
get rid of it
somewhere.
Yeah.
Right away. And I obviously didn't want it sitting in my car. So
I forgot to tell you before you cashed it in, you should have looked at all those ones because if there's ever an X on it, they're worth like thousands of dollars.
What the crap?
I know, because they take them out of circulation because they're damaged. I forget what the whole thing is, but if you find one with an X on it, I've been looking for it for years.
I
haven't been able to find one.
Out of all of those 500 I would have found one.
So you could have turned that 500 into like thousands.
Well, now it's
now.
In the ATM. Stupid counting machine. That only takes $80.
I know, at a time.
Yeah, so that was dumb.
It's taking forever.
Okay. Talking about the dog.
Okay.
Would you sell your dog for $200,000? We're revisiting that.
They can have my 17-year-old dog because I've had enough time with them, so I'm good.
That's even worse because
it
wants to be with you when it goes away.
Yeah, but he would. Oh, that's actually a really great point when you say it like that.
You give him up at the very. This is the horse thing when I see the shelters and they're 15-year-old dogs. I'm like, dude, the only thing that these dogs ever want is to be with you in its final moments.
Yeah. Well, I always look at that and think maybe the owner died or something.
No,
if they're 15 years old.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah.
And that's when sanctuaries step in and they'll have them. But no, people surrender their dogs or they surrender them. Literally, this is holiday season.
Yeah.
Surrender them to get euthanized for them to get a puppy.
Wow, that people do that?
Literally, my mom was talking to our vet the other day, and she's like, I have so many of these, and it's the worst time of year.
And they can't turn it down and say no. They can't say, well, the dog's healthy. We can't do this because of your convenience
they
of
can,
a new puppy.
But if you think about it, of how many that is and how many are already in shelters or overflowing and rescues,
they'd rather do that than put it in a shelter.
There's no win.
Yeah.
The win is that it stays with you until it's done.
I know.
And it's lived its whole life with you.
Yeah, that's a good point then. So that I would not sell Marley for $200,000, even though he's 17 and has a collapsed trachea. And
He loves you. He wants you.
I know he does. He does love me. We haven't had a relationship in a while, though, since I've had kids. So it's not really the same as it was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But he's still been around. He got his backyard and he's happy and everything. But the other dog is not my dog. It's my wife's dog. And I would sell that for $200,000 for sure.
That is horrible. All of you guys are horrible.
I sort of love Sherman a little bit, but I love my kids a whole lot more. And $200,000 would be a fun little thing for my kids to have and do things with.
Oh, but gosh, you guys are killing me. This whole segment killed me.
But I think the perspective changes, though, once you have created a human. You may think differently, too, created a human.
There is not.
You didn't birth the dogs.
Listen, there is not a world in which I would ever give up any of my animals.
But I don't think you know, though. But you don't know yet because you haven't had kids, though. You don't know.
I know me.
But I know me, too. I would have said this 5 years ago, too.
Now
5 years later, I have a different song and dance.
There's not, you know why? Because that's part of the family to me. Entered my family,
I'm telling you,
is no depth at which they leave.
I'm telling you. Okay. Well, I will revisit this.
You can record this if I have kids.
Oh, it is recording right now. It's recording right now. Yeah.
And I promise you,
if you ever have kids,
literally on my life, I would never.
Okay, all
right. There is not a world in which I would.
Okay, all right.
Remy, Hazel, none of them. You could offer me $1 million and I'd say, no.
Even a dog you've only known for a month.
What?
Even a dog you've known for a month.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I bond. Like, animals to me are living beings and they bond to you. And I've seen so many abandoned and hurt animals from the loss of a partnership of a human.
Yeah.
I could never put a dog through that.
Yeah.
Or a cat. I mean, cats bounce back a little bit better. But, I've just seen it too much. Uh-huh. I could never.
Okay. All right.
So, I'm telling you. This will never change.
Okay. All right.
It won't.
I still don't believe you.
But I also don't even know if I'm going to have kids, so who knows?
That's true, too. That's why I say if you have kids.
Yeah, I was going to say, may adopt one. They might be a teenager, then they don't care.
Exactly, yeah. So,
who knows? Okay, what was your favorite show moment this year?
Show, my God, the whole year.
Whole year, 2023.
Was Hank Williams this year or was that last year?
I think that was this year. Yeah, they're all blurring together, but I don't think that. I'll double check.
Okay, if Hank Williams Jr. was this year, then that'd be one of them. If it wasn't that,
this is 1 year ago. Let me see.
If it's a year, okay. So if
then I think it doesn't fall. It says a year ago. YouTube's weird. It doesn't tell you specifically.
The actual date? I know that's annoying.
Let me go on the back end. I went on the front end. So keep.
So while you're doing that, I'll think of some other ones. I think another fun one is, I think for me, challenges that come to an end. So for example.
2022.
Dang. Okay. So not that one then. Yep. So I would say, for example, Adam Sandler. That happened this year, right? Adam Sandler. So something that Bobby's wanted for a while, or a guest that's a really big guest that's really difficult to get, those are huge wins for me and big moments. What about Eddie and them skydiving? That was this year.
That was this year.
So that was a fun one. That took a lot of work and a lot of effort to make that one happen, and we developed a great relationship with the Army and all that. That was a fun one because I got to go with them and put that all together. That was a lot of fun seeing them skydive and stuff. That was a pretty cool moment from this year.
Okay.
Eddie and Abby skydiving.
That was in 2023.
So okay, cool, sweet.
Because
it was a lot of lead up to that. It was months of putting it together, phone calls, the logistics of it, and then actually going out and doing it. So yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, I think a lot of art, because I was looking at Ryan Reynolds interview, Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, when was Ryan Reynolds?
I think they were all 2022. Yeah, all of them were 2022.
Because I got to interview him, which was really nerve wracking, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved just seeing him on there. I was like, you want to come in studio? I love him. Love him.
Me too. I love him a lot too. You love him for a different reason, but I love him too.
No, I love him because he's with Blake Lively and I love them as a couple. They're freaking hilarious.
That's a cool couple.
Okay.
XOXO Gossip Girl.
Yeah, she's I loved her from that. My love started with her.
Oh, yeah.
And then it came him.
Oh, I think I loved her, too, before him because of Gossip Girl. I used to watch Gossip Girl.
Hey, XOXO, Gossip Girl.
I never watched the very end, though, so I don't even know who is Gossip Girl.
Wait, you watch all of that to never know who it is?
Yeah, well, because right when Gossip Girl was starting to come to an end, I think it was when I was, like, in the grinding period of my career here and radio, and so I didn't watch any TV or do anything. So I don't even know who Gossip Girl is.
You have one job over the holiday break.
Yeah.
You have to go watch that. Your mind will be blown.
Because I always thought it was Chuck Bass, the bad guy. Or it was Taylor Ronson.
And this has not been spoiled for you?
Because I stay away from spoilers.
I know, but just
like
somehow.
Like even movie trailers. I watch 10 seconds of a movie trailer and I know I'm hooked and I don't want to see any more.
That's fair. Okay, this is my one request of you over the holiday break.
It was two seasons, right? Or three?
Oh, Gossip Girl was a lot more than that. It was a couple seasons.
I loved all of the WB/CW shows of that era.
Six seasons.
Okay, so I think I was around like four or five when I stopped.
Okay, you don't have to watch. You don't even have to watch the rest. You should watch the rest of it. But even if you don't, you have to watch the episode where they reveal who Gossip Girl is. That's my one request of you.
That's what I want to see. Do you ever watch Everwood? With Ephraim?
I never watched Everwood.
Everwood was another good one. That one was around the 90s when they had Seventh Heaven was out.
Oh, but I do love Emily Van Camp because she was in Revenge.
Okay.
That was a great show. And it has Chris Pratt. Dang, how did I miss
this
show?
Chris Pratt's in Everwood?
Yeah.
Really? Maybe I don't remember
that. Four seasons, 2002.
Okay, yeah. That was a great show.
Oh, I can watch it on Amazon. I may have to watch this over the holiday.
Oh my God, that was such an awesome show.
Is it kind of like, I describe them as like lifestyle shows. Is it kind of like that?
It is. It was because Seventh Heaven was coming to an end or close to an end, and they needed something to kind of come in and replace it that was a similar texture and feel and vibe of a show. And so that was the kind of like their replacement show for it.
Okay. I need to explore that one.
Well, yeah. That was a really cool show. I didn't even realize Chris was in that. Wow. He's in like every episode too. Damn. Funny. Because Chris Pratt was a nobody back then, so you didn't even like realize that was, oh, wow, I need to go back and watch it.
Okay, well, hey, my one request.
Before Gossip Girl.
No, after. You have to watch Gossip Girl and figure out who the reveal is.
Yes, okay, I do.
I need to know your thoughts.
Yes, okay, yeah.
Okay, I think my favorite moment, I think it was the friendship bracelet stuff.
That was pretty badass.
It was so wild and there was a lot happening all at once.
Yeah.
A lot of content that came from it.
Yeah.
And still continues.
Yeah.
So.
That was a fun one. Now I'm like wondering like next time Dustin's got a new single or he's pushing for number one or an album.
Yeah. What's going to
happen? What's that going to be like? Yeah. He's going to bring his new girlfriend with him. Be like, oh no, this is my new girlfriend. I'm definitely not into New Morgan in any way, shape or form.
Okay. Thanks, Cuba. You really had to. Open the Band-Aid, put the salt on the wound and like shove it in there.
And rubbed it a little bit. I thought for sure it may have been a thing. Or at least you guys would have gone out on a date to see where it would have gone.
And you know what, Scuba? I would have. If it didn't involve Lunchbox, I would have.
Yeah, it shouldn't have involved
him. Just for the sake of the bit, I would have done it. But not with Lunchbox.
No.
Nobody can be themselves around Lunchbox.
No.
Especially on a date.
I wouldn't want him to go either. I would have made sure that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
So it could have been a real date because like, that could have been a real thing. You guys are both like similar and like height and
I love how you're like our physical attributes.
He's like a little bit taller than you, so it's not too weird that he's like 7 foot tall and you're 5 feet tall.
Yeah, well, my friends and I have some theories that
about
I will not share here.
I already got my theories too.
So
my first one, he's an alien. That's my first
one. That's not one of ours,
like he's effing not even part of the. Like I've always said this, like, and then even when his parents came in several years ago, it was like looking at Superman. Because it was like glow. It was like.
Yeah, that's probably why I'm fascinated with him.
Because he seemed like he was Superman. He was this genius that went to school, has a master's in biology. He was amazing at golf. He can sing. He can write. He can play the guitar. He can do all these things. He's great looking. And his parents didn't even look like him. I don't know if you ever watched Lois and Clark.
One that you have, but I have, yes.
But they looked like his parents. And like they were probably in their farm in Kansas somewhere. And this thing shot in the barn in the back. And then it was a baby and they raised it on their own. And like they just didn't even seem like his parents. They just were like they were in disbelief that this was their kid.
Yeah, it's modern day Clark alien. Kent. And maybe that's probably why I was like, you know, I'm attracted to this. And why not give it a try?
Yeah, I feel like he's not even human.
Hmm.
He unzips himself at night, and he's not human.
Well, Superman doesn't unzip himself. He just takes off glasses.
Well, this is like a modern day Superman.
So maybe when Dustin takes off his cowboy hat,
he becomes Clark Kent.
Yeah,
puts his hat on, he's Superman.
There it is.
Damn,
we found it. We found his because he has that. He's always wearing a cowboy hat.
Oh yeah.
It's Clark Kent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I don't feel so bad about getting rejected.
By an alien. Can't have kids with an alien.
Yeah.
Or can you?
I mean, Clark Kent does.
It's true.
So
it's true. He did.
That's all right. Okay. Well, all right. We got more to talk about. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I need to talk about this. I need to get this out. I got really excited.
Okay, I can see by your posture right now you're very excited.
I like sat up. Who's a famous person you've seen in person, but there's only certain people that probably get excited that you also saw them?
Okay, do you have an example to kind of steer me in the direction?
Okay, so this...
but you're excited, so...
yeah, this happened to me yesterday. I was sitting at a traffic light, and there's one traffic light in Nashville where you're going one way and people are coming the other, and you typically sit right next to each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I have a story like that I actually will tell next.
Okay, perfect. So there is this actor, if you have watched Virgin River on Netflix, or if you watched Heart of Dixie... from the CW.
Gotcha. You're pointing me like Heart of Dixie. I don't know. Well, but so I do remember that though. I remember Heart of Dixie.
It was on CW and then it kind of moved, I think, all over the place.
Okay.
But there's a doctor on both shows and he's an actor named Tim Matheson. He's 75 years old, but he played a doctor in both of those shows. And that was the guy that I saw. He was sitting in a passenger seat.
Oh, him. Yeah. You saw him here in Nashville?
Oh my God. It has to have been Scuba. I mean, like,
he's from Animal House. He's like iconic.
I love him. Like, I love him as a doctor. On those shows.
Was he in a really nice car? Because he's got money for sure.
It was in like one of those like black SUVs. And he was sitting in the passenger seat. And I went to look at his Instagram to see if he had like posted he was in Nashville.
I was going to say yes, yeah.
And he hadn't because he doesn't post all that much. But one of the girls that's in a photo with him was driving.
Okay.
Like if it's not, then literally there's a double life situation happening. Almost identical. But it was him. And I literally like freaked out. And I wish I would have like freaked out enough that I would have been like, oh my God, it's him. And like taking a video or something. But I didn't. I just sat there in like shock. I was like, that's him. That's so him.
I think he's tied to a whiskey brand. I was just trying to look through something here. So he may, because there's so many people here that have moved to Nashville over the pandemic because cost of living. And there is some filming out here now. And they're close to Atlanta and not having to live in Atlanta and still get to a film shoot in Atlanta. Yeah, that makes sense for sure. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so cool.
Oh, yeah.
He's
totally
iconic. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I love him in those shows. And he's so good.
When you saw him, did you do anything? Were you, like, waving? Like, hey.
No, I realized it. Like, because I kind of kept looking. You know when you do, like, a look and you're like, is it? Or, I don't know. And we're, like, in a car. So I'm like, and does he probably live in Nashville? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, like, finally when I, like, kept looking, I was like, oh, my God, it's him. It kind of like when I had the Tom Hanks situation happen.
Okay,
yeah. It's definitely
him. That's pretty rad, yeah.
And I realized it as we started both moving. I was like, dang it.
That's
it.
It's time out of that. Yeah. And your credibility is high because you definitely recognize Tom Hanks and it was Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
So you're one for one.
Yeah. Like, so if it's not him, I swear, like, he has a doppelganger straight up that looks like him. And I geeked out. I had like a moment, but I was like, nobody's really going to care unless they've seen these shows.
I had to Google it, to be honest with you. And then once I saw him, I was like, oh my God, I know who he is. Wow.
And he's like a very attractive 75-year-old man. Like, he looks great.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But, yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
So that's what I got.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. What's your story?
Have I told you my Rob Schneider racing story?
We've talked about Rob Schneider, but I don't know if it's this story specifically.
Was it? Okay. You know Rob Schneider is, right? The actor?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And he's L. King's father.
Yes.
She doesn't really talk about that very much because they're kind of like sort of, I guess, okay. I don't really know the whole story there.
Yeah. She just didn't want to get anything.
The connection. Nepotism. Yeah. Because she's talented on her own without him.
Yeah.
And really cool. So I was living in Hollywood at the time and I was driving down, I think it was Santa Monica Boulevard, and I was in my Prius and this car pulls up. It's like a two-door sports car, like a fast car. And I look over, I'm like, I think that's Rob Schneider. And I was like, I look over again and he looks over at me and kind of like, he did one of those things where he's like, don't look at me kind of thing. I was like, oh my God, it's Rob Schneider. Holy crap. And I'm in a Prius. And so I put it in power mode and I was like, I'm gonna effing race this guy. And so he goes to step off and because I think he wants to get away from me. And then he thinks he's going to get away from me. And I put it in power mode on the Prius and I floored it. And I was right neck and neck next to him. And on the straight line on Santa Monica Boulevard, if you hit a red light, then it becomes like every 20 seconds, it's like a red, red, red. So we kept going where we thought it was green and it'd be red and we'd stop and then it'd be red and then we'd stop and it'd be red. So we kept racing to like seven or eight different lights.
Did he realize eventually that you guys were racing?
Oh, because then I looked over him and I did the meet the parents where I looked over to my right and he was on my right hand side and I was in the left lane. Looked over at him and I did that where I pointed my two fingers to my eyes and then pointed my one finger to him like it's on. Like did one of those things and he looked over at me. He was like, what the hell? And then I kept going and going and going. And I think he got to a point where he's probably still going to keep going down Santa Monica, but he was so like confused or scared that he didn't make a right turn to get out of there. After like seven or eight red lights, I was like, this is hilarious. I'm racing Rob Schneider. He'll never know it's me. We'll never be able to talk about this. And even when L. King came in, I wanted to be like, hey, I raced your dad one time.
Just probably like, what?
What are you talking about? Like, yeah, I was in a Prius. He was in his car. He may even remember because it was so awkward.
This is so on brand for you in a lot of ways. One, that you just decided to, instead of just being like, hey, like, it's cool to see you, you're like, I'm going to race this.
Exactly.
Let's go. And then you're in a Prius.
In a Prius.
Doing it, which I can also picture.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
It's very, everything about that is very on brand.
I rocked his world. And I like to have those kind of experiences where I never want to interact with him. I just want to leave him with something that makes him go, what the just happened?
Well,
why did that happen?
You did that.
Totally. Or I do something that inspires him to write it in a movie. And I watch a movie and go, hey, that was me. I did that.
You know, I could totally see that racing scene happen in a Rob Schneider movie.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And he had a movie that just came out where it's a road trip and I haven't seen it yet. And I'm going to watch it waiting for a scene where he's awkwardly racing against another person on a red green light scenario.
That would be funny.
And if it is it, then I'm like, yes, I did it.
You inspired it.
I inspired a film.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool, yeah.
That's the reason you decide to do idiotic things. You're one day I will be on the big screen. Maybe not in the way I imagined, but in a way that I inspired.
Yes, I inspired or influenced somebody.
I love it. Okay. Those are some great stories.
That's pretty cool. And then another one, really quick, when I was on the ABC lot when I first moved to LA, and I was just like so dumbfounded and so, I was like in this like fairy tale land. I didn't know where I was and I was like seeing Muppets over there and all these different things because I had to go pick up something for Dr. Phil's. So we also had the Doctors, which I think is still around maybe, or it's gone.
No, I think I've seen it before. I don't know if it's reruns though.
Yeah. So I had to go pick up like a dummy from a TV show that was filmed in the lot and then bring it over to the Paramount lot. And I was like, they're like, hey, who wants to go to ABC? I'm like, I'll go to ABC. Disney, hell yeah. I've always wanted to go in the Disney lot. I pulled up in there. It was like really surreal and cool when you see the Mickey Mouse Tower. Hey, by the way, Disney, Stephanie, she gets it. And so I pull up in the ABC Disney lot and it's like another really cool surreal experience. And I get out of my car and I'm waiting. And all of a sudden this guy drives by in a Tesla smoking a massive cigar.
Okay, this is the story I've heard. The other car story.
Okay, it's the car. It was Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So I knew I told you a car story, and he was like smoking a cigar, and I was like, oh my gosh. I was like in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, Lawrence Fishburne. But I just played it really cool, and I was like, what's up, dude? And he just kind of like tipped it, and he just blew it and rolled off, and I was like, this is so cool. That's Lawrence Fishburne. Oh my God.
That one probably won't inspire a movie, but cool interaction.
No, that won't inspire anything, because I didn't really do anything funny or cool.
No.
I was just so like dumbfounded and didn't know what to say or do. I was like, ah.
It would have been more fun if you had the dummy in your hand and like did something with the dummy.
Yeah, exactly. Like held onto the wiener or something.
Why do you guys always go there?
Well, it was a dummy that had a wiener on it.
Okay.
In fact, I even posted it on my Instagram, I think.
Oh my God, I could probably find it for you. Yeah, because you post like once every year.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'll probably show up here in about 10 seconds. Okay. Here's me living in LA. There's Ryan Seacrest stuff.
This feels like a lunchbox moment where you start scrolling through and then I'm like,
I'm down up to AOL right now.
Oh, boy.
You've got mail.
What is happening?
What is happening?
Like, why do you guys all do this?
Do what? Like, take forever?
I'll talk about your private parts and another where you like to scroll and be like, hold on. Let me find it so I can tell more to my story.
Hold on, everyone. I need you to see this.
So the more important is no.
Hey, can you circle back to this one?
We can circle back.
Here it is. Found it. Boom. There it is.
I didn't need to see that. You can go to Scuba Steve's Instagram if you'd like to see this. Yeah. But I promise you, it's not anything exciting.
Scroll down to August 26th, 2015. You'll see the guy in my seat, and then you'll see the guy's guy in my seat. That's actually the Prius, by the way, that I raced Rob Schneider in. If you're wondering,
I don't need to keep seeing the same image.
I know,
it makes
show.
Me feel very uncomfortable.
Should I boost the post to
no.
get more?
Somebody's gonna be like, "What's wrong with this dude?"
Oh, okay. I had this guy in my car, but he was being a real dick.
You realize how hard you're laughing at your own joke.
Got him.
You realize that, right?
18 comments. Everyone loved it. Rolling on the floor laughing.
Everyone, 18 people commented.
I got a couple of you's.
74 likes.
A couple of you LOLs or LOL, you're too funny, Steve. So, yeah.
Boy. Okay. Well, speaking of funny, do you have any funny names for the items in your house? So, to give you an update from the last time we had talked, remember when I was contemplating getting the vacuum robot?
Yeah.
I got one Black Friday.
Okay. Oh, you did get one? Oh, heck yeah, awesome.
$200 off, golden.
Did you get it at Costco?
No, I ended up buying it on Amazon. It was cheaper on Amazon.
Okay.
But I think I ended up getting it for like $200 and it was like the self-empty one, everything. Like,
that's nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Or like goes in the docking station and all that stuff.
Yeah, so I don't have to do anything. But
you have to do anything.
It's great. I love a robot. I named it.
Okay.
Tony Shark.
Okay, because it's a shark.
Tony Stark.
That's pretty awesome. I like that.
That's his name, Tony Shark. And it's funny because now I don't know if you saw my video, but I did one of Hazel because Hazel hates it.
I'm sure
my
she
cat.
Freaks out. Yeah.
And so I did Hazel versus Tony Stark, and then I did the Marvel theme song.
Them two like going back and forth. Was she like, "What the hell is this thing?"
Oh yeah, she keeps watching it from around corners, and then when it gets close, she runs away and she comes back to check. It's hilarious.
Did she ever swat at it like in anger?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm waiting for her to ride it. That's what I'm really hoping happens.
Do you ever talk to it and like acknowledge it when it like walks by? It's like, hey, Tony.
No. Okay. I just let it exist. Most of the time I let it run at night.
Okay.
And then she always like creeps upstairs like, yo, why are you still letting that run? I need to sleep.
Exactly.
But that's my funny name for my robot shark. You have any funny names for things in your house?
I don't think I've ever had I don't think I've ever named an inanimate object in my home. I've had nicknames for parts of my body that other women have named that are technically in a home.
Scuba. I already work in a men's locker room every day. I don't need you to add
well,
to
well, maybe
it.
Talking about my eyes.
There's no way.
My hairline.
There's not a world in which you were
my
talking
arms.
About that. There is not.
My feet.
Were you talking about that, Scuba?
I don't know. You didn't want to know, so I wasn't going to go
okay,
any
I'm
further.
Okay, I'm asking. Is that what you were talking about?
No, I wasn't
that's
at all.
That's what I thought. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Wow. I think we need to take a break.
Okay. Where were we at in the countdown on time?
We're doing good. We're at 30 minutes.
Oh, sweet. We got to hurry this last part up.
So this last part, 15 all minutes.
Right, hurry up, Morgan. I believe in you.
Okay, we got a break. Be right back.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes. That it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we were talking a little bit about TV shows, like old ones, but have you watched anything new? Like something you want to recommend? Maybe not.
Ooh, if you have something you can recommend, I can give me a
just
second. I can find
it.
Something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I have been putting Bluey on for Remy and Hazel when I
leave.
Oh,
you have?
And I love it.
Isn't it awesome,
like,
right?
I'll come home and I'll watch Bluey with him for a little bit.
Pretty cool. They're quick little 9-10 minute episodes.
Yeah.
It has a great storyline. And usually there's some pretty good, I would say, like lessons for the kids. But even for the adults, you can kind of gravitate towards and go, oh my God, it's really sweet.
It's good. Like it's a great kids show. So that has been on in my house a lot.
Okay.
But no, I recently watched, so if you probably didn't watch this, Scuba, this is more probably for the ladies. Did you watch The Summer I Turned Pretty on Amazon?
No, I don't think I did. No.
It's okay. I didn't anticipate you would.
I didn't know.
But there's a show on Netflix called My Life with the Walter Boys, and it's in a similar vibe of that, and it's with Donna from Suits, that actress.
Okay.
It's so good. Like, I highly recommend. I binged it in one day. I give it 4 out of 5. Four out of five moving days.
Okay.
And I really
what was
love
it called
it.
Again?
It's called My Life with the Walter Boys.
My Life with the Walter. And this is on Amazon?
It's on Netflix.
Netflix.
The Summer I Turned Pretty is on Amazon.
Oh, that's right. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, that's also good if you haven't watched that. But it's in that same vein. If you liked that show, I definitely suggest
I've never even seen like a... Oh, I've seen this like on the thing, like suggestions and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's in the lifestyle kind of category. I know you maybe watch a lifestyle one every couple of years. So that's why I say I don't know if you will watch it. But it's an easy watch, something you can watch over the holidays, and you'd really enjoy it.
So. I have another one. It's a kids show. My daughter loves this one now. It's called True and the Rainbow Kingdom, and it is awesome.
Oh, look at the little monster. monsters.
But the reason why it's so cool is like the way it looks, it's animated, but it feels like it could be like real in a sense. It almost looks like stop animation, clay animation. So I'm not sure if it's animation or just the animation's gotten so good that it feels real almost. But it's with the concept and the ideas that they have, it's like somebody was on acid when they thought of these things. Because it is so freaking visually cool, and the ideas of like this like wishing tree and all these like I can't even describe it. I recommend you trying out an episode or two of this.
How did you guys stumble on it? Like, did she stumble on it?
So my wife at her work, someone was for Halloween was like, "Oh, I'm gonna be True for Halloween," and she's like, "True for Halloween?" She's like, "Oh my god, True in the Rainbow Kingdom. They have 4 seasons. We've been watching it for years, and we have never heard of it." And all of a sudden now it's now in our algorithm and they have multiple versions of this True, but the original one is True in the Rainbow Kingdom. And they've got all these other like shows of it.
Like spinoffs that have been successful.
It's still her, but like different like things where it's like True goes to this or True goes here.
Kind of like Dora.
Dora, yeah. Or Pee-wee Herman. Pee-wee Herman goes here. Yeah. That kind of thing. But man, it is so freaking cool. Okay. It's just the concept and the idea of how they come up with these ideas of like her wishing tree and these little wishes and... It's pretty freaking cool.
On Netflix?
On Netflix, yeah.
Okay, that's a good one.
And it's one of those ones where it's like, I feel like they're developing shows more now that are bearable for adults because we have to watch them with our kids. Mm-hmm. So they're just much better now, I feel like, than when we were kids.
You know, I don't know if I recommended this one to you yet, but there's a movie called Lucky on Apple TV Plus.
Lucky? I don't have Apple TV Plus.
Well, I think you could still rent it. It's free on Apple TV Plus, so whichever is cheaper to do.
Lucky, okay.
But it's an animated show. I think it came from DreamWorks. And it's really cute. I really liked it.
Like, oh, the one it came out in 2003? That can't be it.
Let me see.
No, Lucky. That's definitely not it.
Animated.
Wait, Elky with an exclamation
luck.
Point?
Sorry, it's not Lucky, it's Luck.
Because I was looking at the
it
wrong one.
It came out in 2022.
Okay.
But it's called Luck. That was my bad. But yeah, you can watch it for free on Apple TV Plus, but I bet you could rent it too.
Oh, I think I've seen this before.
This
looks very familiar, yeah.
It's like a cute kit, like something you can watch with the kids.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, what did we watch recently? There was a movie that was really good. God, I'm so terrible with my memory.
There was a new one on Amazon with Adam Sandler that my sister loved.
Oh, that was on Netflix. Finish. Leo.
Leo.
Yeah.
Did I say it was on Amazon?
I watched that one. That one was really cool.
Okay.
And the idea behind that. Oh, it's such a. So you started it then.
Yeah.
I won't say anything because I'm not an Amy. I won't spoil anything. But man, is it really cool. Really, really cool. Yeah. And then, so there's a new one coming out. I posted on my Instagram the other day. It's gone because it's my story. But it's got your boy in it, Ryan Reynolds.
I saw you post that.
Yes. Holy crap. It? So cool looking.
Ryan Reynolds. What was the movie?
It is called, I'll pull it up really quickly.
If?
If, yes. Yeah. Okay. So cool.
Is it animated?
No, it is. It's got real people. But then with the real people, there is like CGI generated... They may be real costume. No, it's got to be CGI. Yeah, that's like green screen CGI type stuff where it's these like your imaginary friends and the adults have grown up and they need a new home. And I guess the kids are probably not imagining anymore because they're stuck on technology and all that kind of crap is my guess. And so they need to find new homes. And so these imaginary friends have to go find somebody. But I stopped at a certain point because I didn't want to see anymore because it was really cool. And Steve Carell is the voice of the main character.
Purple guy that I'm seeing in the trailer.
That's Steve Carell. And then John Krasinski, also from The Office, he's the creator. It's from his brain, apparently.
Oh, and he's amazing. I mean, a lot of things that John does is just really good. So Ryan Reynolds, I mean, I want to see this.
So that looks pretty cool, yeah.
It does. I'm watching it. It's on silent, so I don't know. I just see things. Looks really good.
I like what I'm seeing.
It looks good to me. Looks like something we'd both watch.
Totally, yeah.
Okay, good ones.
So that one's coming soon.
Yeah, 2024. Mm-hmm. At some point,
yeah. You can find it on the internet.
We don't know when.
And by the time you're listening to this, it may already be out. So
hopefully not. Hopefully they listen to this.
But if you don't, though, what if someone's like, I hear people all the time in the voicemail, like, I've been out of town for a while, or I've been doing this, and I'm catching up, and I'm 3 months behind.
Well, I hope they listen no matter what.
Well, yeah, but they could be listening 3 months from now, and it already be out.
Yeah,
that's the kind of weird thing about a podcast. It's not live radio, so it's kind of like a mind effort, because we're here now in December, but somebody could be listening in April of 2024.
Yeah, that's true.
Or April 2025.
Will I have my bangs then? Who knows?
I don't know. Oh my gosh. Will you be blonde
then? I could be a
whole
different person.
You could be married with children by then.
Oh my gosh.
Golly.
You start predicting everything that happens?
Exactly. Like a time capsule.
I do have a funny, awkward date situation to tell you about.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me.
So this is funny.
So you're still dating like dating legit?
Yeah. And okay, I don't have one date.
Okay, good. You shouldn't. Yeah. sorry, guys.
I went on... a second date with a guy,
okay,
which I had talked with about Amy on the Best Bits. It's just been like, I was really excited. It was the first time I'd been excited about a second date.
Have you had a second date in a while, or has it just been a lot of first dates?
A lot of first dates.
Okay.
A lot of crash and burning. That's fine. That's just what
sorry if that was you guys.
Gotta kiss a lot of frogs, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So here we are. So I went on the second date with a guy, and he just like picked me up. We went to dinner, and he
picked you up. Well, you went for a pickup already.
Yeah. I mean, we hung out for a couple hours on the first date. So I was like, okay,
good vibe.
I'm cool with you coming to pick me up. No big deal.
Yeah.
And so he planned everything, and I didn't know where we were going to eat or anything like that. So we went to this place. It was great. And we had a good date. I don't know if we'll go out. I don't know. It's kind of like one of those iffy phases,
yeah,
especially with holidays and I'm leaving for a while.
And if it's a third day, does that mean like it's getting more serious?
You're definitely getting more. You're not playing around.
Yeah. But, you're trying to find more. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not like super serious. I wouldn't say until I really start dating a guy of like the 10th date is if am I like, okay, this is something.
Yeah.
Because like I could go on multiple dates with a guy and by like the 6th date and be like, oh, you are not who I thought you were. I mean.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So probably like if I'm getting to the point where I'm like, this is going to be exclusive, I want to only see you, that's when I'm like connected. But okay. I don't want that to happen quickly. I like that to move slowly.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
So I went on this date. I had another date the next day, right?
Uh-huh.
Which was a first date, both from Hinge. And I let him pick the place.
Okay.
Scuba, I went to the same restaurant within 24 hours with two different men.
So,
and I had the same server.
Oh, no.
Same server.
He or she's like, so you again, huh?
Yeah, it was a he. And thankfully, he didn't say anything.
Okay.
And he was really cool. Awesome. But I was mortified.
Like, you're like, wow, God, that's a great spot. I wonder if they have the chicken parm. I bet it's really good.
Like,
I
ordered two different things.
Okay,
can't
smart.
Be eating the same thing.
I guess that was a cool thing about it. You got to try different foods. You probably saw last night in the menu.
Yes, but I literally. So I had known about the first date location the whole time. But the second date when it happened with that other guy, I didn't know where we were going.
Okay.
So I couldn't like change anything up like, on either
got
situation.
A big surprise coming.
Yeah, I was screwed no matter what. And I couldn't like text the guy the next day and be like, hey, you want to go somewhere else?
Yeah, I went on a date there last night. It was actually a second date too.
Yeah.
Was the restaurant good though?
The restaurant's good. Okay. It's Mexican food.
Okay.
They were playing off my date prompts because I say like I love Mexican food. Taco and margs are my thing.
Okay.
And so they were playing off that. They very attentive. Love it. We love to see it. But I was mortified.
We love to see it. Me and the girls love to see it.
Love it. We love a man that can plan.
Yeah. He's like, let's go to a steakhouse. You're like, well, clearly you don't know anything about me.
You didn't listen to a word I said.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do like steakhouses for sides, so
okay,
it could work. But yeah, it was a mortifying situation for me. I walked out of there. I was like, I don't want to go on a date
for a
while.
Third one, yeah. You go there for a third night, and the guy's like, whoa, so what are you? Are you dating or are you a prostitute?
Yeah, he probably thought a lot of things about me. So
yeah,
I just had to share.
Okay.
Awkward date moment.
That is pretty awkward. And the funny thing is that it's awkward only for you because none of them knew it.
It's actually only awkward
for you and the server. It's awkward for two people in this, and it isn't the people on the date except for you.
But like really just awkward for me because the server was probably like, this is amazing. I'm getting some drama.
Oh my God, yeah. Or would be more amazing is if you end up going out with a server. That's the third date. And he takes you to there because he gets a discount.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Hey, you want to go to Taco Mamacita again?
Thankfully, I wasn't talking about Mamacita.
Okay, yeah.
You would have nailed that.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But there is something with all these guys wanting to go to the same place. I'm like, okay. You guys don't explore much, do you?
Yeah,
there's a lot of Mexican restaurants in town, and you both chose the same place.
Yeah, you guys want to all go to Fifth and Broadway? All right, cool.
I had a freak out that I thought they may know each other for a second. And I was like, why do I care? I'm going on, this is a first, second date situation.
Who cares? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, tied to either one of them.
If they do know
each other, who cares? And they're having their own little joke, and you're having your own little joke.
Well, I was like, ooh, I'm living my own. Have you seen the movie This Means War?
No.
With Reese Witherspoon?
No, I haven't. No.
And Chris Pine and Tom Hardy?
Maybe I have them because those are all actors that I like. So let's see.
It's this such a good rom com. Like low key, very underrated rom com.
This Means War from 2012. I believe I have seen this with Chelsea Handler.
Yes. And they like fight over her.
I believe I have. This looks really familiar.
So,
and they're CIA operatives.
Yeah.
I've seen this. Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
I kind of felt like I could have my own This Means War moment.
Oh, I definitely saw this. This is a pretty good movie. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good rom-com. Very underrated.
It was. There are some good rom-coms out there that I usually watch because my wife was watching it or she was like, we should watch this. And I'm not one of those guys that's like, oh, I'm not watching that because I'm a guy and guys don't watch movies with feelings in it. I'm not one of those D-bags. It's just not necessarily the first thing I choose, but I will definitely watch a good film that has great writing and acting and actors that are those people.
Yeah. Those are all big actors.
I just want to put that out there that I'm not like, oh.
I don't think anybody thought you were.
Yeah, I know, but I just want to make sure because my voice is pretty strong. So I just want to put that out there.
It is. The two are not I don't know. What's the word? They don't have to coexist together. Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel you.
Kind of like when you hear Lunchbox's voice and you see him, you're like, what the hell?
Yeah. I think that all often, though, not just about his voice.
Yeah, but a lot of things, right?
That's all I have.
Oh, man. That's
you
all
like
you have.
My story?
We did it, right?
Yeah. You like my story? We have 3 minutes.
I like it. What do you want to talk about for 3 minutes?
We're going to go out to write until the very end.
Exactly. You want to talk about Disney for a little bit, Stephanie?
Yeah, tell me about Disney stuff.
Oh, so I may be going to Orlando for the holidays. May have figured it out.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So maybe go to there. But I don't know if I'm going to go to the theme parks because it's just too effing crowded during the holidays.
But if you do go to Orlando, please go ride the Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
I rode that one.
You did get to. We talked about that.
I did that one last year. That was awesome. The one I want to ride now is Tron. I want to ride Tron.
Oh, that too. Because that's the new one that's open.
Yes, Eddie rode that one when he went recently over the Thanksgiving break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, please go ride Guardians with me for me again.
Oh, yeah, I'll ride it again.
Because it was amazing.
And I'll ride it with you if you want to come. Let's go.
Do you want to go?
Yeah.
Back to Disney World so bad.
You want to go to SeaWorld?
No, Disney World.
Oh, they said SeaWorld so bad.
SeaWorld?
I was like, whoa, what the hell's wrong with you?
I don't want to go to SeaWorld. I want to go to Disney World so bad.
I know. The thing about SeaWorld, though, is they've actually expanded a lot and they've entered, and I'm sure they're trying to like combat with the whole like animal thing because they put out some legit looking rides lately since I left.
No, do not go there.
Like legit rides.
I just saw another one. Oh, I don't know if it was SeaWorld or another, but there was a freaking abandoned, was it a whale or was it a, what are the ones that are in Florida that come up to you?
Oh, the manatees.
Yeah. Or a manatee. It was one of the two, but it was like in an abandoned like aquarium. They just freaking left it. It's just been in there.
What?
There was this whole like news story about it, and I'm probably butchering a lot of it, but I was like, what are we doing?
An abandoned aquarium, like an abandoned theme park?
Like it just got left. I don't know if it was still being fed. I don't know like the depths of it, but it literally wasn't a part of anything and it was stuck in this teeny tiny pool.
And not being fed either, and it was still alive?
I don't know. I don't know if they were still going to feed it. It just wasn't as part, but it was like years old, spent years in there. I wish I knew, like recalled the story more.
So it was somebody, it looks like a person maybe. It's a video taken on November 13, 2023 above Miami, where it's an abandoned tank, it looks like, and there's a manatee in there.
Yeah. It was something.
Oh yeah, I see right here. Miami's Seaquarium.
There it is. So it wasn't SeaWorld, but I mean.
Wow. It was just sitting there and it had an animal still in it. Oh my God.
I freaking hate it.
He's 67-year-old manatee. He's been there since 1957.
And they just left him.
Wow.
I'm sure there's more to it.
No one ever saw that or noticed it or mentioned it or anything?
I don't know.
Oh my God, that is awful.
Yeah. So I don't like any of the sea stuff.
Oh, and I'm sure they rescued him, right? I mean, he's not there
anymore. They're trying to. I think that's what the whole petition was about.
They still haven't even got him out yet?
I don't know.
I would just break in there and just get him out.
Well, how do you just like grab a manatee? Okay, we got 20 seconds.
Okay, 20 seconds.
Tell people they can find you.
At Scuba Steve Radio, SCUBASTVRIDO.
Okay, and I'm at Twitter Web Instagram.
Instagram and Stitcher, whatever it's called, not Stitcher. What's the thing? Threads, it's probably going to die in a week.
Okay, at Love Girl Morgan on all the things. And of course, the show, at Bobby Bone Show. Y'all have a great holiday season. We love y'all. Bye.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend. Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bone Show. And follow at Web Girl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.